Young man, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why, will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why,
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Till I'm busting out. I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why?
What's up, what's up, what's up? The Cut on G14 Radio. Welcome to the listeners. Welcome, lifers. Welcome, G-Force. Welcome to everybody tuned in right now. It's your girl, Onyx, and I have Golden and Tyrone on the line. What's good, fellas?
What's happening, Onyx? What's up, Golden? Peace to y'all, everybody. What's going on with y'all, G-Force, lifers? How's everybody?
Already. I'm definitely, no complaints this way, no complaints. 2012 has definitely been good to me. I did have a very busy week, you know, but I'm not tripping really. It was productive. I'm happy. Looking forward to 2012, looking forward to the cut, everything we got coming up. I mean, I'm just enjoying 2012. Golden, how about you? How's your year unfolding so far?
Year's shaping up real nice. I'm getting some things done real early in the year. Some great opportunities are coming forth. Early in the year, seeds are growing from, you know, what we planted last year, so I can't complain at all. Feeling blessed and ready to take on the year. What's good over there, Tyrone, in Indianapolis?
Oh, man, we got some big things coming up here in Indianapolis. Working on a new magazine, you know, Super Bowl's coming up here February 5th. You know what I'm saying? And I'm kind of hurt, you know, my Colts didn't get to do what they do this year. But, you know, Super Bowl coming. We're going to get it popping. We're going to show them how Naptown does it.
All right. So what is it, the playoffs right now? Because I don't really watch football too much. So what is it, the playoffs? And then they Super Bowl and they win. Okay, I'm
right
just
now.
Saying. Because I saw one game the other day and it was pretty dope. But still, I didn't know for sure. Okay, my bad, y'all. But everybody, welcome to the Cut on G14 Radio. G14 Radio is launched from global14.com. That is your main Dupree social networking site. So make sure that you go and sign up, create your account today. Has everything on there from fashion blogs, groups. POD is on there, and we're going to have our POD song of the day. Every radio show on G14 Radio does pick a song from Pump It and Dump It Group. But today, I'm actually excited. We have C-Stone, who's going to be our guest. We're doing Major vs. Indie Part 2. This is our topic this evening, and we want you guys to participate. But C-Stone, the breadwinner from Texas, residing in Houston, from Killeen, will be live with us on the air today. Very excited. Know him personally. Know his family. Great dude. Humble. Very excited about him. Are you guys excited about C-Stone coming on?
Hey, I'm ready to get it polished up.
Most definitely. Yes. Can't wait to see Stone, got to say.
Yes, he's very, I really like him and respect him on so many levels because he's young and he's really rooted in this business. And we're going to get into all that when he comes on the line. But first, I want to talk about the mixtapes. Tyrone, what did you gather for the mixtapes?
All right, for mixtapes. Now, don't quote me on this title, but I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. You know what I'm saying? Soulja Boy. I believe it's 50-13 or 50-13. You know, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce that, but, you know, 50-13. Okay, then we got Mac Main, you know, with Don't Let It Go to Waste. We also, Dondria, you know, don't forget about the Dondria for the duets, the 90s version. So Deaf artist, Dondria. Yeah, also, Rick Ross with Rich Forever. How y'all feel about that, Ross?
That Ross. That Ross. I like that Ross. I like the Rick Ross joint. I think it was for fans of Ross and people that know Ross's work, they know that's like a prequel to the album. They know that's probably songs that didn't make the album. But still, it will garner enough attention to lead up to God Forgives, I Don't. So I think what they put it out there for did the job. I really like the song with John Legend and the song with Nas. And Keys to the Crib is another song I really like on there. So, I mean, it crashed the mixtape server. It crashed live mixtapes the day it was released. Crashed it. Everybody went to it at 3:05 and tried to download it. So Ross is doing his thing.
Crazy.
He's doing his thing big right now.
Yes, it's real crazy. Again, that's the hottest mixtape out right now that everybody's talking about. And like you said, it's like a fan. If you're a fan, you're going to love it. If you're not, well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You got to check it out for yourself. But I enjoy it. Nah, straight up. I mean, what's to say? But I enjoy Ross. I really like Ross. I've never had a problem with him. I mean, I like Ross, so that's just me. I'm just saying. What else is new?
You know, what else we got here? Let me see. Singles. You know, y'all want to talk about the singles real quick?
Let's get in it.
got a couple singles on deck. We got Chris Brown featuring Kevin McCall with Mona Lisa. Also today, you know, I just wanted to throw this out here. You know, we got KRS-One with Do It. I don't know. You know how many KRS-One fans we got out there, but I definitely want to make sure that we not only represent, you know, some of the new artists that everybody knows, but we still represent the legends in the game. You know, we also have Gunplay with Bogota. Is that how you pronounce that? You know what I'm saying? We got Gunplay, Maybach Music. Okay. We also have John Connor. Now, I have never heard John Connor's music, but I'm steadily hearing about this guy. Do any of y'all know about him?
Yeah, John Connor's up and coming. John Connor's up and coming. I think, isn't he going to be one of the XXL freshmen?
I heard that.
2012?
I heard about that. I believe so.
I think he might be one of the XXL freshmen on 2012. Make sure you look out for John Connor. I actually got a line out on him right now to get him on the show. So we're going to see if we can get John Connor. I think it would be great to get him on there because his grind seems to be attacking a lot of avenues right now. So.
Okay, already.
I need
to get to Google.
Hold on. I forgot to throw the name of the single out there for John Connor. It's Go Get Season 2, Part 2. So
what?
You want to look out for John Connor.
What is it?
It says, don't be messing me up on me on these words and these phrases. But it's Go Get Season 2, Part 2. John Connor.
Already, I'll check that out. I'm going to check that out. What else? I mean, before you mention anything else, I like when Chris Brown and Kevin McCall get together. I just wanted to say that because they seem to do their thing. Even though they be trying to be having a man anthem going on, like the Deuces, I mean, come on, y'all. All the men was trying to play the Deuces track. All of a sudden, I heard a lot of dudes playing Deuces, trying to be saying Deuces. I mean, I wasn't liking that. But I do like when Chris and Kevin get together. No, because y'all was doing the most with the song. When it came out, everybody was, I mean, seriously. It felt like every dude in the world, one little argument, they wanted to be playing Deuces. So.
Well, let's look at it like this. Let's look at it from this perspective. How many songs do the women have against men? Let us get our one Deuces song. Can we have one? Because
I mean,
y'all got about
remix.
38 million.
The remix sounded like everybody was just complaining. And I was like, are you serious right now? It was the most. But you're right. It's fair that y'all get y'all one or two, you know, complaining songs. So, all right. I just want to speak on. Y'all not going to gang up on me live like this. Not going to happen to me. Okay, what else is new? What else came out?
Trade of Truth, All I Know, featuring Mystical Tech 9 and Brian Angel from, I think Brian Angel was from, Day 26.
Day 26, yeah, all right.
They got a new video out. Right. Okay. But yeah, I think I like that song, and it's always great to see, you know, especially Mystical. I haven't seen him in too many new videos, but he's on the song. You know, hey man, Trey going hard. You know, he brother is always working.
Hey, Trader Truth. You already know Texas been staying got it rough real quick. I mean, Trader Truth, he the truth for real. He real cool, humble, very just a good dude all around. I've had a chance to work with him a couple times, not in the studio, but with different events. So I'm definitely excited about that. He recently lost Money Clip D. So, prayers
and dogs. Is that his brother?
I don't think that's his brother. I believe it's his manager, best friend, but I can't say and speak if it's his blood brother, but he was they were very close for many years. And again, I don't want to speak on it because I don't know the history. But it's I like Trey and definitely have always looked up to him as far as the Texas scene and rap goes. So shout out to Trey the Truth. Got to get him on the show one day.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, what else? What else? What else we got? Jay-Z, right? Didn't Jay-Z drop something?
The song is called Right. Go ahead and run that, please.
he dropped the glory with Pharrell on there. Yo, Jay-Z, I'm a big Jay-Z fan, so anybody, come to me speaking about Jay-Z, I'm like, listen, that man's in a category of his own. He could drop a song about his newborn baby. It's better than half of the songs that niggas got out right now. And,
right.
I mean, Jay-Z is just one of those cats that if he touched something, it just hits the charts. I understand the Glory song is already on the charts, so Little Girl Ain't Even Hours Old, and she on Billboard already. So the man Jay-Z just got that touch, man. And much love to Jay-Z and Beyonce. He actually revealed on that song that they had a prior miscarriage. And, people need to really put that in perspective, because I bet there were so many people asking Beyonce, when you gonna get pregnant, when you got a baby coming, this, that,
right,
and the other. And little do you know that she already went through a miscarriage, so...
Right.
I'm just so happy they had a healthy baby girl. Much respect to Beyonce and Jay-Z. All those little ugly baby jokes, people need to chill with that.
Yeah, I'm not
Let
happy.
Them people
I mean, I'm.
Live.
Yeah, for real. Because especially the way you feel about Jay-Z, well, I'm probably worse. But I love Beyonce. Loved her since I was like 11. I'm a diehard Beyonce fan. So all the rumors and all that, I'm over it. She had a baby. Welcome. Blue Ivy Carter, I think the name is. Blue Ivy Carter. So, that's a dope name. I like it. It's cute. So, but before we bring our guest on, again, today's topic, Major vs. Any Part 2, he is from an independent label. He actually is the CEO of BWMG, Breadwinner Music Group. I want to talk about how Tyrese is the independent artist right now. I already touched on that, but he actually is on the indie charts. Last week I said I was going to take a peek at the charts, so I did. And I didn't find much. So all I saw was that Tyrese was number 10, which was not bad with Open Invitation. And the number one artist was somebody by the name of Jason Aldean, and that's the country genre. So I hate to say, but I'm not familiar with it at all. And it's not my cup of tea, so I don't know about it. But, that's what I gathered for the independent artist. So... any albums coming out that we need to know about, that we should let the listeners know about?
Yeah, there's a few albums coming out. As a matter of fact, there's a single that's out right now that's going to lead up to album of Life Is Very Own, Global 14's Very Own Bow Weezy. Bow Wow,
okay.
And he got a joint with Lloyd Banks called Yeah, Yeah. You know what I really liked about this joint? The track is very ill. Like they bombed on a nice different track, and when you hear it, it's kind of like, yo, Bow Wow picked a nice track to bomb over. So he get into it. Like I think Bow Wow's at the point where he's telling people, listen, this is my life, this is what I'm riding with, this is what I'm repping with, get with it or get lost. And I can respect that. That man's a grown man now. Take the Lil off his name. He's Bow Wow, and he's
right.
Going hard with his. And he got Lloyd Banks, one of the fiercest spitters on that joint with him. I think that's a real dope collaboration. I love to see when people you don't think would spit together.
Exactly.
Spit together. So check out that Yeah Yeah, and his album coming out is called Underrated. So make sure you be on the lookout for Bow Wow. You know he's doing the movies. You know he's doing the music. That man's into everything. So all that crazy stuff needs to stop talking about Bow Wow. That man been into everything. So do your thing, Val.
And, already.
We seen this young lady last night on The Game. If you watch that show, you know The Game premiered last night, and Brandy made a guest appearance on The Game. So
hey.
She
yes,
may fit
yes.
into the story. You know, they still getting them acting checks. Brandy and Ray J been getting them checks. So, but she also is coming out with an album, and I think that's going to be released this year on RCA / Chameleon Records. So look out for Brandy, and, you know, they set it up. They let you start seeing her face again through the TV screen, and then next thing you know, boom, she hits
right.
you with an album. That's what the good ones do. So they know what they're doing over there. Shout out to Brandy. It was good seeing her last night getting drunk in Mexico on that show. It was funny. Y'all got to check that part. It's probably the only funny part of that episode. But also, I think her and Monica hooked up for a joint called Turn the Lights On.
They
did. Had some pictures floating over the internet where they hooked up, smiling again.
Hey.
If anybody's a fan of music, you know about Brandy and Monica. You know what I'm saying?
What's your rival word? We can't get together? See, I know y'all are going to do it. The ladies can't get together?
I mean, y'all can get together, but you remember what it was like back in the day, you know what I'm saying, when they together the last time. You know how y'all
do. Boys, mine. Okay, that's all good. I've got to get me a guest female come on the show one day with me so we can do a battle of the sexes here, because I'm feeling like all defeated today. Y'all killing me. Y'all are really killing me. But we actually have our guest, V-Stone, on the line, so I want to just properly introduce his song real quick before we bring him on the line. This is one of my favorite joints from him. It's called That's What She Like. This joint is bumping. I really like it. It has a great mainstream appeal. So here it is, V-Stone, the breadwinner, That's What She Like, on the cut.
The ladies love it when I'm fresh and fly.
That's what she likes.
When I'm in the streets, I know they are.
That's what she likes.
But I keep money on my mind. That's what I like. And I gotta stay on my grind.
Told my mama I would be the man one day. Now she believes everything that her son said. Could mean that H-Town, betting brewers to Miami. These haters can't stand me, cause I be at the Grammy. Never drop the album. My fans be like, how come? But they really don't understand just how foul some of these people in this industry can be.
Fuck
with or without a deal, I'm parlaying it to be. Everything's bigger in Texas, look at my chain.
Yeah, my
sports grind, my nigga, I'm in the game. It's a perfect lifestyle, but only without the frame. Exotic bitches by the dozen, for real, I can't complain.
The ladies love it when I'm fresh and fly.
Fly.
When I'm in the streets, I know they high.
That's what she
loves. But I keep money on my mind, that's what I like. And I gotta stay on my grind.
Like a cool cup, never seen her before, feeling like I know her, and right now I wanna lay her down in the sand, put the sunblock on her body, then look at her body, she got that long hair and soft skin,
that's what I like,
I'm a chocolate tone Texas boy,
that's what she like,
I'm on like a motherfucker, and
my money right,
I keep a big bankroll,
and a money's right,
you know hard work, look at my whip. I never been local. Look, I'm taking trips. Drinking oil by the pint. Y'all niggas be taking squeeze.
fire for real. We just need
the ladies love it when the pressure flies.
You guys can find him at iFucksRecistone on Twitter and Global14.com. We just, again, appreciate you for your time. We know you're a very busy man. Tyrone, y'all want to say anything to him before I get into this interview?
Hey, what's happening, bro? Let's get into it. It's Tyrone.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get into it as well.
Alrighty. Okay, so first of all, again, we do have some history knowing you for quite a while. I actually met you when I was like 9 years old. So,
long time.
We go way back, and it's crazy because you actually accomplished so much, and I'm just happy to be on the show with you today. Give us some background information on you, though. How long have you actually been in this business?
Officially being in the business, let me start from the beginning. Like Ani said, we go way back. We both come from military families. My dad served almost 30 years in the Army, so I met Onyx in Germany. We were both actually stationed out there, so, you know, that translated over here to the States, where I moved to Killeen, Texas. That's where I ultimately ended up, and, you know, we started the whole music thing there. Started off just fun, freestyling. Me and a good childhood friend, actually my brother, Courtney Deuce Mitchell, my biological brother, Jay Stone, we always been in the music. My brother grew up singing in the church. I never was really just a singer, you know what I'm saying? I was in the choir and all that, but I wasn't just a singer. So my brother, he actually competed at Showtime at the Apollo and won 4 times. So I was always around music, and, you know, we're so close in age. It's like on days that I couldn't go outside and play or whatever, I couldn't go out and play football. Like, my brother would be in the crib and he's singing all the time. So I just looked around the house and found anything that looked like music equipment and started acting like I was his DJ or his producer, and then ultimately that's what it transpired to be. And then, you know, the freestyles that we did for fun ended up turning into songs, and those songs ended up turning into fans, and fans ended up turning into money. So,
wow. I dig that. And I was going to ask you what your reason was for wanting to get into the business, but you just stated it kind of started out as fun. What made y'all decide, yo, we got something, we need to go full force with this and actually get on our business, you know? What made you want to do that?
I was always an athlete. I was always in the sports. And after graduating high school, going to college on a football scholarship and ending my football career, like, my mom kind of brought it to my attention, like, God put me here to do business, you know. So just over the years, I'm thinking back, me being such a businessman and having such a business mentality, I realized if there's a market for anything that I possess or that I can get my hands on, if it's a market for it, if people are buying it, then I need to be selling it because I want every dollar, you know what I'm saying? So it got to the point where we're doing these songs for fun, and to where, you know, we'll drop a mixtape and we'll hand out a few in the locker room to the football team, some of our teammates, and then by the time we get out of class, out of fifth period, people asking us if we had any more CDs. So that let us know that there was a demand for what we was making. And then, you know, like I said, my business mentality, we started pressing up the CDs and selling them, and they was buying them. So it's like at the end of the day, if I got 10 people that's going to pay me $10 to
right.
hear some real good music, then that's $100 that I didn't have. So I'm going to sell it.
Yeah, and I could dig that. That's crazy that you can recognize that at such a young age. Like, okay, this is working. What I'm doing is working, so I need to go full-fledged with it. So in saying that, what were some of the challenges you faced as you got further into this industry and kind of got behind the scenes and being on the forefront? And we'll get into all what you do later, but what were some of the challenges, if you may, that you kind of faced when in this industry?
One of the main challenges, I would say, is loyalty. And when I say loyalty, you come up with a team and then you meet so many people in the industry and you don't really know who's for you or who's ultimately against you. You run into so many people that want their own success or put themselves on a pedestal that don't want to see you shine, or they act like they do
right.
and they really don't. They don't want
right.
to help you, or, you know, you run into those kinds of problems to where you start feeling like, how far can you go on your own? Like, I'm not getting no help from nobody. How far can we go just being, you know, this clique, me and my brother and our friend? How far can we go just coming from a small city in Texas called Killeen? How big can we do it without support from somebody who believes in us, willing to put up money? Or how can we continue to grow by recording with some makeup studio equipment, you know what I'm saying? So that's one of the challenges
right.
we ran into. And then anytime we face a challenge, it's just like playing football. We just got a game plan. So we just decided, you know what, let's get on our money and let's buy our own equipment. Let's upgrade our own equipment. Let's get on the road and take advantage. When we go out of town on family trips, let's get in a studio in a bigger city, you know, stuff like
right.
that. So we really just opened up our eyes and combined all our resources, shared our ideas, and continue to grow. But you always run into a challenge of needing assistance or feeling like you do when theoretically you don't.
Right.
So,
well, that's some dope information right there, and I can understand and relate to that on so many levels. And you knowing me personally and just on the business level, I know that you can agree just with all the challenges that I face. Just on this lower level, lower totem, as I like to call it. But you're actually considered like a new era mogul, and that's because you're like an artist, you're a CEO. Well, you're not like an artist, you are an artist. You're a CEO, you do the jewelry, you do the grills. I mean, you wear a lot of hats. So how do you balance that, all of that? I mean, what's your recipe of secret to doing that?
I've been doing this. Like, I've been doing this for so long, it's become natural to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody, you can ask anybody that knows me. We were selling Kool-Aid in fifth grade. You know what I'm saying? We always
right.
had that hustler mentality. So it's just like, as one venture adds on, it's like I've already mastered the other one, you know, or I got a pretty good system going with the other one. And then I can't take all the credit. Like, I have a great team around me. I have a great family around me. So even if you just see C-Stone, it's not just 100% me by myself. We got a team. That's why we Breadwinner Music Group. It's a group effort, Breadwinner Money Gang. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're worldwide, we're global. We got a lot of people that really lend a hand in everything that we have going, and that's what allows us to be successful. And it keeps me from having to focus on just one particular thing. I can get one business jump started and turn that over to Deuce, and then I can come
right.
over here, get this jump started, and have Jay Stone over here running that, and have Quentin doing this, Monty B, Be Real. You know, everything is delegated,
yeah, so.
And we're able to move with the masses just because everybody has one common vision, and we just apply that to whatever business we do.
Yeah, that's dope right there. That's definitely you got to have a good solid team, and like you said earlier, the loyalty. And just the fact that everybody goes in with that same goal and one mission in mind that, okay, this is where we're going, with that business plan mentality. And that's one of the things I try to tell a lot of people. And I'm just glad you're on the show to share that, because you're starting to brand your label nationwide and global, like you said now. You've been traveling here and there, and you've ran into quite a few people. I mean, you take pictures here and there sometimes, but you have quite a bit of a resume. Is there anyone that you want to mention in particular that you work with or had an opportunity to open for or through an event for? Can you just give us kind of some names out there?
Now, I'm real blessed on that aspect. I've been able to go a lot of places and see a lot of things and meet a lot of people. I always got to thank Johnny, TV Johnny. We do the jury thing together, and he actually really brought me to a level where I'm rubbing shoulders with a lot of people that we look up to and respect in this industry just based off jury, you know. And then you got Paul Wall. He's like a big brother to me. He's the Texas president. He's the president of the Texas chapter of the Grammy. So, you know, 3 years ago I went to my first Grammy Awards, and I've been going every year ever since, walking the red carpet next to everybody, you know. So
wow,
it's like I'm on that red carpet. Everybody's somebody, so I'm getting respected. Like, you know, you got people looking at me like, who is he? You know, because everybody's somebody on the Grammy red carpet. So that really allowed me to make some valuable connections that I can come back and share with my team that'll hopefully help us make progress. But I got to say, you know, Diddy is somebody I really respect and look up to in the game, because he kind of reminds me of myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always going to try to be the best at whatever I do, but I don't wake up day and night writing rap songs, you know. I rap and I write and base my songs on what I feel at that particular time, and people like it. But I don't base my whole day on being, you know, just making the best song ever, you know. And then at the same time, like you got Diddy, you'll see him rap or drop an album, and then next thing you know, you'll see him pushing his artists. And then after he's done pushing his artist, he got his liquor, he got Ciroc.
Right.
And then he got his clothing line. So I kind of, you know, model what I do off of that, because when one thing is going, I go do another thing. So I really like the fact that I got to meet Diddy, and, you know, we keep in contact for a lot of reasons, and his assistant shows me a lot of love. I can get him on the phone all the time. So I have to say Diddy. And Slim from Cash Money, too. I really respect what he's done. A lot of people hear Birdman and Wayne name as far as Young Money, Cash Money. But Slim, he's a major, 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 major player on the business side of that game. And like I said, me being so business-oriented, I really respect what he did from start to where they are now. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
And what I love about you, when you do let us know that of your ventures, and you do say, hey guys, just left the Grammys, or you know, real quick mobile upload, beat upload, is that you're so humble with it, and so many people can still reach you, and you know, you're not hard to reach, you're just busy, and that's a good thing. And I just appreciate and respect that you're still humble about everything, you still rep your city, all of that. So, you know, shout out to you, straight up for all
Man,
of that.
I appreciate it. And while you say that, I just got to touch on, because there's a lot of people, you got to realize all the hats that I do with. You know, I work for Johnny as far as the jury goes, you know, handling the marketing for a multi-million-dollar jewelry company. Then I have Breadwinner Music Group, which we do event promotion. I got Smell Like Money, the fragrance. We got the clothes. I got artists. You know what I'm saying? We have so many different things we do. And I'm not one of these people that just tweet or post statuses like I'm so busy and I'm just chilling. Like, I don't get to watch TV like that. You know what I'm saying?
Same.
I don't get to watch TV. And it's a lot of things that I really don't just get to do. So if you try to reach me and you're having a problem getting in touch with me, you just got to understand that I don't have no off days. I don't have no lunch breaks. I don't have no nap times. Like, it's work over here. Until we get on a real, real, real steady pace to where we want to go, we're just not going to slow down.
Already, I dig that. Team no sleep. I'm with it all the way. I have been sneaking some naps here this week, I ain't going to lie, but normally I do be up getting it in.
Mm-hmm.
And D-Will is amazing. I mean, that's your manager, D-Will. Been knowing him. Real cool dude. At Quentin Brown, he released his joint. That did very well, so applaud. I'd like to applaud you and the team, because that was a success. I mean, you signed Quentin, and it did well. I know you have Monty B, a several others. It did really good. I was very impressed with that. And you guys, just so you can get a feel of Seastone's products and everything he has to offer, www.breadwinner.biz, B-I-Z.com.
Yep.
That's the website. I'm just looking forward to seeing where BWNT is next year, or this year, rather. We're just getting started. With all this that you have going on, I mean, there's definitely some greatness to follow.
Yeah, we're starting off the year real strong. Deuce getting ready to drop his mixtape.
Okay.
And then he's back doing that with our original project. Like you said, Coon's Paid album is already in stores and on iTunes. And he got 12 Life 2 mixtape about to drop. I got Written in Stone, my all original project I'm doing with Maybach Music DJ Sam Sneaker. That's about to drop real soon. So we starting off the year real, real strong. Jay Stone got his project coming. Like, it's going to be crazy. We're starting off in the right direction. I'm proud of that.
Man, that's dope. That's dope. Y'all definitely doing big things, definitely, especially to be on an independent label. I mean, that's amazing. A lot of people can't do that. A lot of people don't do the things that you do on what they would consider a major label. Now, in your song, now this question was one that my co-host had brought to my attention as well. In the Rep in Texas song, you have a line that says, "They say in Texas Underground lost it." And we want to know, why do you think that is so? And in your opinion, has what has happened to Texas as far as you saying, you know, they say in Texas Underground lost it?
I like to say technology, and this is the reason I say that. First of all, when I say they're saying that we lost it, it's just because, you know, the rap hip hop market, it shifts yearly, monthly, however you want to put it. You know, like some people might be saying like Dallas lost it, or Houston lost it, or the East Coast lost it, et cetera. Because, you know, the focal point of hip hop music, it shifts, and
right.
A lot of the reason why I blame just like technology, like the general public supports what's put in their face the most, you know.
Right.
And right now we're in a world where technology kind of decides how music is delivered to you. Like with the internet radio stations, like I appreciate all the internet radio stations that support independent and underground artists, because the major radio stations, the BDS radio stations, they really play mostly mainstream music, and just depending on what the hub for hip hop is at the time, that's going to be mostly what you hear. So even our own Texas fan base is forced to be a big Wiz Khalifa fan, because that's all they hear. You know, Slim Thug music may not be able to be delivered to such a wide range, or the Paul Wall or the C Stone as Wiz Khalifa at that point in time. So that's like, is what you're being fed. That's all you know right now, is the Wiz Khalifa or the Big Sean. You feel what I'm saying? So
right,
it's like
definitely.
Paul Wall, you got Paul Wall Wednesday. He's dropping a new song every Wednesday. Slim Thug
just dropped
a new mixtape. Trey just dropped his album. Like, Texas is not... We haven't slowed down one bit. Everybody's still dropping records. Everybody's still dropping mixtapes. It's just the form of which is delivered. And we as Texas artists kind of slowed down on getting on the road and going to deliver. Like, a lot of people got comfortable with the internet, but that doesn't just do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I blame it on technology. Technology makes us kind of want to sit back and just send out our links, when in all actuality, we need to get back to the roots and get back in these vans and these trucks loaded up with CDs and go face-to-face with our fan base.
Exactly, and I love that you're saying that, because last week we touched on that heavily when we did Major vs. Indy Part 1 about how you can't just grind some online. You really have to get up, go out, get it, all of that. So just to hear you say it, and you being at the Grammys and you rubbing shoulders with everybody running that company, you know, having your business partner TV Johnny doing the marketing for him, that just shows that these things work. So I love to have great examples like yourself come on and say, this is what I did, this is what I'm doing, and this is where I'm at, and this is where I want to go. So again, I just salute you and respect you on so many levels, and you're young, and you're like a mogul, and you are a mogul, and I just look forward to everything that you guys are going to do this year. I'm very excited for you and your team. I do have a question for you that was sent to me, and it is, how do you feel about artists such as A$AP Rocky that are Texas-influenced but not from Texas? Do you feel any type of way when you hear, like, a lot of the screws on any songs, or do you feel, like, a sense of pride, like, hey, they did, you know?
I feel like there's some artists in other markets that are doing Texas. You know, when I say doing Texas, you know, like, you know our sound. Everybody knows what the Texas sound and the Texas culture
right.
is. I feel like there's a lot of other artists that are doing Texas and getting a lot of respect for it just because, and you got to look at it, look at where some of these artists are from. Texas is a big state. So if you're in a smaller state, it's like, I use Wiz Khalifa again. He's from Pittsburgh, you know, Pennsylvania. Like, if you're in a smaller state and you can shine, you got Big Creek in Alabama, and you can shine amongst your whole state, then it's going to be easier to deliver your music to the masses. And again, once your music hits the masses and this is what people are being fed, they become believers. They become fans. You know what I'm saying? In Texas, or even being in Houston, like, there's so many artists and it's just so big. It's so much ground to cover, it ends up being, you know, it's just harder.
Mm-hmm.
So you got this music coming out of these smaller markets, but it's reaching the masses just because it's easier to stand out in a room of 50 people versus, you know, an arena of 28,000 people. It's just Texas is such a big market, and it's just, like I said, harder to reach the masses, in my opinion. Again, this is all opinion. Somebody might disagree, but I just feel like, you know, it's all how the music is delivered. And I don't have no problem with no other artists that adapted or likes our sound. I just feel like as far as our home Texas fan base, we should be getting more support for our own when you got the other artists out doing us. You know, like Big Crit, he got the song, what is it called, Money on the Floor or something like that?
Right.
And it's just like, it's Texas all the way, and not a Texas artist featured on it. Like, I don't have a problem. It's his song, you know, but I just feel like, you know, pay homage. It's a thing called homage, and you got to pay it.
That's right. I mean, I totally agree with you. And if anybody disagrees, then they can give us a call, 760-913-4119, and explain why they do disagree, because I'm totally in agreement with that. And I feel you all the way on that. And also, I already talked about how I know you and how we have quite a bit of a history. And you know, I feel like I know these answers already, but I don't. And I just want to give the listeners insight to your humility. So what keeps you striving and going in this industry?
I mean, basically, my background, the way I was raised by my mom, my dad, R.I.P. Willie J. Stone Sr., he passed away when I was 16. Like, he really... I watched him grind so hard coming up, and he, you know, after he retired from the military, he started his own business, and I saw things, like, I saw him have no customers, I saw business pick up, I saw business be slow, but I never saw him change. Like, he still pushed everything as if it was at his peak or if it was at his lowest, he still grinded to the maximum, and we all have goals and things we want to achieve in life, and I'm just the type of person not to let anything stopped me from doing it. Just like, you know, my high school football career, I broke my wrist, was told I was going to be out for the whole season. At that point in time, I hadn't signed to a scholarship yet, so I knew, you know, my dad passing away, my mom wasn't working at the time, I knew if I didn't get a football scholarship, it was going to be hard for me to go to college, you know, so I played with my cast on. I didn't let the broke wrist stop me. I played with the cast on and finished the season and still ended up getting a scholarship. So I just translate that to my business. It's like, I feel like there's nothing that can stop me but me. And until I feel like I reach where I want to go, I'm not going to stop. And so, you know, people say the sky's the limit. I say there is no limit. So I'm always be like this until I get a family. And
already.
I slow down a little bit.
Already, man, that's what's up, and definitely much respect to your parents. You know, definitely know of your father, and wonderful man. It's just, I mean, it's just, I just love the respect. I love the humility. I love all of that. I love that you're grounded and still doing this, because a lot of people feel like you can't have, like, morals or anything when you enter this industry, but you can, and you can be an independent artist and do all of these things that you're doing. So I just, you know, again, I have nothing but respect and salute. Now, how do you think the world will receive you once you have your product to the forefront? How do you think that they will receive you? Do you think they're going to put you in a lot of the Texas Brace? Will everyone look at Feastone as the mogul? How would you like them to see you?
I just, this is where the whole Breadwinner title comes from, and the company name is Breadwinner. I just want people to respect me as being a young hustler that's hungry and doing what we got to do to provide and achieve, you know, whether it's for my music, whether it's for my role as a CEO, or whether it's for, you know, my influence on the jewelry business, or whatever it is, like, I'm going to leave it up to the masses. It's not, if it was one thing that I would like to be respected for or world-renowned at, I would just do that one thing. But at the end of the day, I just, whatever it is that you support, I just want to make sure that you're satisfied. If you're a fan of my music, I want to make great music. If you're a fan of the jewelry, we want to deliver you some great, valuable jewelry pieces that you're happy with. If you're, whatever it is that you're a fan of, if you're a fan of my artist, we're going to make sure my artist drop quality music. So we leave it up to the masses. I'm not going to sell myself short and come, you know, bring that one thing, and then if it doesn't work, then I feel like I fail. I have so much that I can bring to the table. You're going to respect and love something that I do.
Definitely. That's what's up. Well, how can the people get in contact with you? I know we threw your website out there real quick, but you have a lot that you do and a lot that you have to offer. What can you offer independent artists right now? As far as
being, now, we also have Breadwinner Distribution. This is the biggest thing that I can offer independent artists. Anytime you're soliciting yourself for a record deal, a lot of times the major labels want to know what's your sales history. And it's like, well, how can I have a sales history if I never had a deal? How, I never had anything in stores. How can I have a sales history? So kind of like how the internet radio, how this station, you know, caters to independent artists and shows so much love.
Right.
We offer distribution, which will allow independent artists to sell their music in Best Buy. Of course, all the digital outlets too, like iTunes, Amazon, but we can put your album in Best Buy. You know, your sound scans count that way. Next time you go to another distributor or a major label, you can show, like, look, I've sold X amount of CDs in this market, and that'll help you gain leverage if a major label deal is what you're trying to achieve in your career. It just helps. So we provide distribution services, and that's one of our big projects we got going over here.
Yeah, that's super dope. I'm going to have to get with you on that later because I'm going to need to be in Best Buy. Okay, so again, so already, y'all hear me getting the hookups on G14 Radio is going down. Feastone, the Breadwinner. Exclusive 101 interview right here on The Cut. Give the people your information as far as your Twitters. I know I threw it out there earlier, but give them your contact info so they can hit you up ASAP about these deals.
Twitter right now, hit me up right now. Follow back at @IFucksWithCStone, IFUXWITCStone, at Breadwinner Gang. Hit up D Real, get it done. For any booking information, anything you need, hit up DReal 713-429-3283. And my direct email is cstone@thebreadwinner@gmail.com. You can hit me direct. I respond right back. And breadwinner.biz is their official website. You need to get iced up, tvjohnny.net. And if you need to be smelling right, smelllikemoney.com.
Already. I hope y'all had y'all pen, iPad,
iPhone. You can rewind that back for the people.
Right. You're going to have to rewind that back. This show is recorded. Rewind it back, write it down, check it out. He's got a lot going on. Also wanted to mention real quick, you did have a video that premiered on 106 and Park, actually. I wanted to mention that real quick. What was the video, and how did you get that placement?
And it was just rhyme work. Paul Wall, like I said, like a big brother to me, he had his album coming out. And We thought we had a track we recorded at my crib, actually, in the Stay High Step track. We thought it would be cool, like, man, let's go ahead and write Johnny a verse, get Johnny on here rapping, like, that'll be crazy. Like, we kind of did it for fun, and we did the track. It made it on Paul's album. That was, like, the first major album I got placed on. And then, you know, 97.9 The Box out here in Houston started picking up on it, and it got some pretty good rotation. So Mr. Boomtown, we reached out to Mr. Boomtown, shot the video, and Johnny's two store locations out here in Houston. And then next thing you know, we get a phone call that, hey, you know, the video's going to be new joint this Tuesday, blah, blah, blah. So we're like, what?
Right.
It kind of came out of nowhere. It kind of surprised us. So,
right.
You know, we're sitting here texting everybody. I kind of want to tell everybody, then I kind of don't, because I'm like, what if it ain't going to come on? What if it,
right.
They don't play my verse? So, you know, me and my brother, we actually sitting in my room watching the big screen, looking, and there it goes. So after that, you know, a lot of things changed. A lot of people started reaching out to do more business, and it really helped my career a lot. So we'll be back there real soon, too.
That's amazing. That's crazy. I can't imagine the feeling of what that might feel like. That's real dope. So I want you to introduce this next song that you got coming out. D. Will sent it to me. I really enjoyed it. But I want you to introduce it before we go ahead and get Golden and Tyrone on the line to say something to you real quick. I want you to introduce this song. But right now, hold on a second. Let me pull this song up. Okay. Yes, go ahead and introduce this song to the people, and so they can be looking for it, and then we're going to bring you back live after the song because I want my co-host to speak to you before you ride out.
Cool. Which song are you introducing?
It's going to be the Cinco.
Cinco.
I want the official
C-Stone
song.
Oh, Cinco, spot. Man, it's crazy. Let me tell y'all real quick about this song. Me and Quentin Brown was up in my room chopping it up, just like going through some, we were doing something in my room chopping it up, going through some clothes or something. We were about to make a Goodwill donation. And we just started freestyling, and we just kept playing with the number 5. For some reason, the number 5, and so we were like, okay, let's go record this in Calicinco. And then Deuce came through later that night, and we let him hear, like, hey, look, we were just playing around with this, and we were like, shit, let me write something real quick. It was basically like a freestyle track. That's why there's no hook. We were just saying whatever came to our mind, and then my boy Trouble on the beat had the track, and then we just laid it down and shot the video. Shout out to my boy Dre Films from Maybach Films, Maybach Music. He shot the video
already
in Houston. And it's a wrap after that. The video will be on World Star Hip Hop this upcoming week. So y'all check it out. It's Cinco.
Yeah, we definitely gonna check that out. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. Well, I know y'all locked in to World Star anyway. These listeners be watching World Star, definitely look for C-Stone. He is on there. I think he was on there before. I remember you being on there a couple of times. So they love you over there at the World Star. But definitely we're going to drop this new track and get into it. C-Stone, do the drop for me, homie.
Yo, you about to jam Cinco, C-Stone, the breadwinner, Quentin Brown, Big Deuce, BWMG. Yeah.
Trouble on the bridge.
C-Stone. Quentin Brown. Big Deuce. Breadwinner Music.
Grand in my pocket, headed straight to that platinum. I've been gone for a little minute, but now I'm back. Like, nigga, what's that mean? Y'all niggas ain't tipping, 1,000 ones ain't nothing. You said you spent 10 racks, but I was there, nigga. You bluffing? You ain't on that loud. That's Reggie Bush, you puffing? You ain't really no pimp. You just here, nigga. You cuffing? I'm C-Stone, the breadwinner. Don't act like you didn't know. You better run for cover, 'cause the breadwinner's the top.
I got five chicks in my section. All 5 of them sexy. All dance like Tammy. Skin tone yellow gold, no Grammy. She slide down the pole and she slamming. Don't stop, pop that pussy, we jamming. Bread with a music group in this bitch. Going money, haters can't stand it. 5 more chicks wanna sit and sip. I don't trip, what it's hitting for after that. Five finger free, never pay the tax. Real walking, talking, no dispatch. She come and chill, I lay her down. She put it on and move around. Get another chick that do the same. Don't hate the players, this ain't the
I'm riding five shots going in. Drew over 5-6 in the wind. Now I'm in my zone and feel it cold. Yeah, a nigga on it. I'm on my bread, win the shit. Grinding until I get rich. I got a gang of hoes on my dick. Doggin' bitches might think I'm collecting my mail and getting paid. In the A straight out the K. They throwin' blitz but can't fade. BWMG to the grave. CSI, it's a homicide. I kill a scene when I step out. I ain't turned up but I'm online. Lost in the cush clouds. I ain't never trippin' on nothing. All I do is get to the money. Man, I'm a man, 100 over 100. Shining bright, shine it ain't sunny. Now I'm feeling like I'm looking, looking like I'm worth a bit.
On my neck, paid out all in my deck. Yo, bitch, all on my phone. Man, that hoe won't leave me alone. Dark your niggas back. Bad yellow bitch on my stack. I rep Texas to the death. Hook 'em horns all on my hat. You can't see my cat. Bitch, I know they there. TV Johnny got me iced up. Even blind people be staring. That's why I really ain't caring about that boo boo that you wearing. 12 piece grill still be glaring. Cause it's slow, bitch, I'm cold. I got like 5 new numbers just tonight. She on a Superman, I'm her kryptonite. Want me to come to her crib tonight. After I'm done, chunk up my twice and I'm gone. About my date, I don't pay, I don't play. She just late, then she leave. She'll probably break bread before me. I'll break that bread with my team. That's no top, fuck what you think. Shining platinum city like bling. All the way from the K-I-L-E. Man, dark clouds from the Mary Jane. Money falling, ballers call it rain. When it's 10 times on top of that, it's called a hurricane. Ay.
Like that, I'm really feeling that joint. Man, that's live right there. That's crazy. That was just a freestyle. Well, I just wanted to bring Golden Fleece, my co-host Golden Fleece, and Tyrone on the line to say their piece to you real quick before you leave. And again, thank you for coming on G14 Radio tonight, taking time out of your busy schedule and wearing your mini hats to chat with us and put on the G14 Radio hat. So thank you so much tonight.
Indeed, indeed, C Stone. I wanted to just say this, Golden Fleece, brother. I wanted to just say thank you for coming by, man. Got a lot of insight into how you started. I just really love the way you keep your morals with your family strong and understand the team that you got around you, your hustle from sports to the industry, man. We're going to support you fully. And we've got production over here, brother. I'm going to see Onyx. I'm going to drop you a track so the breadwinners can rock over it. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to make that happen,
cool.
Too. Much success to you and whatever you do. You did. We're going to be following you and wishing you well, brother.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Shout out to Global 14 for having me. We all over here at the breadwinners. We really appreciate all the love.
Already, already. Tyrone, you want to drop a line or two before we have our guest on his way? I hope he didn't lose Tyrone. Tyrone, you on the line? Oh, man, I hope he didn't lose the homie.
Bye-bye. I think we might have lost him.
We're going to have to.
I'm still here. I'm sorry about that. What? Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
All right, Stone, bro, I was, you know, I grew up listening to Texas music, man, and I had talked to, it was Magno last year, and I was asking him in reference to the question Onyx asked you about, you know, the Texas movement and, you know, people saying Texas fell off. Do you think, would you say it has a lot to do with the quality of fans these days versus the ones that were, you know, back when in Texas heyday, like the fans don't seem to be the same as they were before as far as supporting and staying loyal to the artists that they allegedly love and support. How do you feel about that?
I would say that I agree with you to an extent. Like me as an artist and as a CEO, I always look at it both ways. I put the blame on myself as an artist. And when I say myself, any artist that agrees with me on what I'm about to say, you can't really blame the fans when we change the way we deliver our music to them. You know what I'm saying? It's like Texas is not known for getting an email blast or getting a link sent to them on Facebook. Texas is known for the Swiss House CDs to be dropped off by a truckload at the local record store. You know, of course, digital downloads are causing a lot of mom and pop record stores to close down. But then again, that's where, like with Breadwinner Distribution, we have an outlet to distribute mixtapes and mix CDs into Best Buy, like one of the major music retail stores that won't be going nowhere no time soon. So I still kind of blame it on us. Like, we need to press up these CDs, and we need to get on the road, and we need to go to the Killeens and the Wacos and the Corpus Christi's and post up at these clubs and deliver our music, because it's here. It's just, you know, everybody, a lot of people have internet and have Facebook, but everybody doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Everybody doesn't. Right. Everybody doesn't like to be in front of a computer. Some people like to be at a gas station pumping gas and have somebody walk up on them with a jam and CD. But those are things that we stopped doing, so you can't blame the fans, you know. It's like we can't change what we do. So that's why we're here.
And I know we're
taking it the old route. We've got to get back on that road, bus loads of CDs, and deliver the music directly to our fan base.
Right. All right, brother. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Alrighty, definitely. Again, thank you so much, C Stone, for coming on tonight. We got a lot of inside information from you. I'm looking forward to what you got going on this year. Anytime you want to come back, drop a project, anytime somebody's releasing a mixtape, shoot me a tweet, shoot G14 Radio tweet, and we got you. Just let us know, and we're going to blast that for you.
Man, I appreciate it. Again, thank you to everybody that's been down with Breadwinner Music Group since we was Maker, Mike Breakers of 254 Entertainment, man. We appreciate all the support. Shout out to the whole team, Jay Stone, Quinn Brown, Big Deuce, Monty B, D-Real, Case, Cuzzo Joe, everybody, the whole team. If you're involved, you know you're very well appreciated. Shout out to my boy Reese Jackson, Nelson, everybody, Sean Stacks, the whole team worldwide. You know, the grind not going to stop. Y'all just keep following us, and it is what it is.
Already. Thank you so much, homie, for coming through. All right, y'all. All right.
Man, appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, God bless.
Man, there you guys have it. That was C Stone, the breadwinner, independent CEO mogul, doing it big, G14 Radio. Got the one-on-one with him. Definitely excited, definitely happy he got a chance to come through. Fellas, it's Major vs. Indy Part 2. How is y'all feeling about my man C Stone there?
I see C Stone definitely got his grind intact. Definitely around the right people, the Paul Walls of the world, the TV Johnnies of the world, working with Dre Films. That's MMG camp, hottest camp out there right now. So
right.
The guy's rooted in the right direction, and I think he's going to be definitely okay with his grind on music. He's around all the right people, so we should be seeing some and hearing more from C Stone in the future, definitely.
Already.
I think that, you know, if anybody listening to the show and anybody listening to the show on the regular, if you don't take anything from this show, it better be the fact that, you know, if you take anything from the show, it better be the fact that, you know, everybody on the show mentions having a team.
Exactly.
You know, we haven't had one guest on the show that hasn't mentioned having a team, so... You know, at the end of the day, you know, take that and run with it.
Hey, that's real talk. That's real talk. Just like right here on the cut, we couldn't do it if it wasn't the you know, Golden Fleece, Tyrone, and Onyx putting it in like a team. And our executive producer, Crush, and everybody on G14 Radio. It's a team effort.
Crush,
and by the way,
Vita.
Right, everybody, the whole camp. And we actually have a new show, by the way, on G14 Radio. It's the health show, Lisa Love. She comes on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then, again, we have Crush with Real Talk on Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern. You're joining us every Wednesday. I want to see you every Wednesday. I want to hear you call us, shout us out, tweet us, all of that good stuff. Sex Talk is on Friday. Cupid's Lounge is on Thursday. I know I mixed the days up, but, hey, you know, you get the point. G14 Radio, Monday through Friday, we got you locked right here. Make sure you sign up to global14.com as well. Create you an account. Again, follow the Twitters at global14 and at G14 Radio. While we're on the subject of Texas and Paul Wall, today is Paul Wall Wednesday. Something he started on Twitter, and I just want to go ahead and play his new joint that he has, and it's actually Paul Wall. Oh, man, y'all know I don't like the curse, but I'm going to have to do it because it's Paul Wall, Buck a Hater, produced by... Don't make me say it again, but
what
look.
What was that again? I'm sorry, I didn't get that title again. What was that? What a Hater?
It's Paul Wall, Buck a Hater, G-Luck, B-Dot. GL Productions.
I got these boppers on my nuts. I want that golden goose, give a damn about some ducks. I put in hard work, lots of faith, no luck. I don't make up excuses, I go and make bucks. Dressed in all black, suited up, no tux. A virgin to these haters, cause I never gave a fuck. Boys talking down, I don't listen to them much. They be stepping on my toes, shoes got a lot of stuff. Louis V. Chuck, no love for sluts. Peanut butter guts, I just broke the stuff. Spray it like some aerosol, let it got the touch. Money in the pocket, blue breeze in the clutch.
Fuck a hater, that might mean you. Mine on my paper, I'ma get it till I'm through. Hoes tend to overdo me, cause I'm long overdue. Out here getting money, you should try to get it too. Fuck a hater.
I'm Charles Barkley, I bow till I'm hairless. My Sprite pink, for breast cancer awareness. When dogs bark the loudest, it mean they the scariest. Two cups, two rubbers, you could never be too careless. Grinding all day, I'ma get it till I perish. I'm headed towing Hermes, I bought it out in Paris. In love with my money, it's something that I cherish. Third coast resident, kinda name Harris. Boys skipping steps, they resume is stairless. They don't mean what they saying, they just talking like some parrots. Keeping it 100 these days is the rarest, but I'm with the same crew, Goo Cat and T-Ferris.
Fuck a hater, that might mean you. Mine on my paper, I'ma get it till I'm through. Hoes tend to overdo me, cause I'm long overdue. Out here getting money, you should try to get it too. Fuck a hater.
Care about their haters and just do what they got to do, Because that's the least furthest from my mind. I don't even be seeing them. I just do what I do. You know, I don't be worried about it. So I'm feeling that song, but I'm not going to be cursing the whole song.
I mean, you got to yell it out one more time. Yell it out one more
time. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to say it again.
It'll start rolling off the tongue. It'll start rolling off the tongue. You say it enough times, you know what I'm saying? And shout out, you know, fuck the haters. And shout out to the people that create haters. The imaginary hater creates. Like, nobody even be thinking about them, and they be like, I got so many haters. No, you don't. You can't take your imaginary friends from childhood and make them haters when you get to an adult status. Nobody cares
about
what y'all doing.
Yeah, for real. I hate that, too. All right, well, shoot. Let's go ahead and get into the JD game of the week. Let's see if we can get a winner. I don't know if we're going to get one. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But what's the game for tonight?
All right, the JD game of the week. First off, to participate in the JD game of the week, you have to be a member of G14. Last week and the week before, we had Ben and Cupid. You know, those were the first two winners. We need three more before the final drawing. The prize is 50 pressed up CDs, professionally pressed up. You're going to get your artwork, front and back, a CD insert. You're going to get that designed by myself. You know, feel free to check me out at brightwoodentertainment.com because I'm cold with this designing thing. You know, so that's what you're going to get. You're going to get your CDs
Alrighty.
Pressed up, and you're going to get the CD actually printed on so you can get your grind on. Now, the question is, what was So-So Def artist Bow Wow's character's first and last name in the film Like Mike? So call in 760-913-4119 and give us that answer.
Already. Nice. That is nice. That is nice. He's over at Young Money right now, right, Bow Wow?
Yes.
Young Money or is it Cash Money?
Young Money.
Young Money.
Yeah, Young Money.
Already. And then, you guys, I just want to let the listeners know that I asked Tyrone and Golden, did I mess up during the interview, and they told me, nah, but everybody know you respect them because that's all you kept saying. Well, it's true, you guys. I really do respect C-Stone, and I respect hardworking people and moguls in this industry, so they can tease me all they want to. Again, this is Gang Up on Onyx Day. They've been doing this. If you've been listening, y'all need to tweet them, tell them to leave me alone, because as soon as we got on this joint, they've been coming at me strong, too deep. It's not cool. So, yes,
also,
I respect
people.
Tell
all y'all got respect for C-Stone.
Yeah, everybody, I think,
I'm
got
telling.
Respect for C-Stone, you know? But at the same time, the whole audience got respect for C-Stone, but you might have said it a good 80,000 times.
Because
no,
I really
playing.
Feel that way.
You know,
no,
that,
I really do feel
nah.
that way. I'm
nah,
a lady.
In a
relationship, I got
to get. You said you've known him for since you were like single digits, like 9 years old. You guys
were right.
in Germany, so that's
right.
awesome, man. Now, we were just playing with you, but you know, that is awesome, and we do
nah,
see
man,
your
y'all
respect
wasn't playing
for
with
you. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, please y'all wasn't playing me. Y'all trying to give me a hard time. It's all good. It's all good. But I go, Golden, you got the floor, homie. What's up with the news this week?
Oh, man. Surfing the internet, reading on some different things, and a few topics caught my eye. One topic that caught my eye, and this goes to the whole independent hustle, is Adult Swim, which is the nightly episode of Cartoon Network where they show their more wild cartoons. They're basically about to premiere an Odd Future TV show. Now, if anybody's not familiar with Odd Future, that's Tyler, the Creator's Camp with, you know, Frank Ocean, Earl Sweatshirt, all those different guys. And these are guys that came on the independent route to national fame. And now they have their own TV show coming out on Adult Swim. It's called The Loiter Squad. So if you're an Odd Future fan, make sure you check out that show. It's basically like 15-minute features and sketches. So Odd Future's doing it real big, man, straight from the independent. Now they got their own TV show. The show is actually produced by Dick House Entertainment, which is the same people that produce Jackass and, you know, Johnny Knoxville and those guys. So those guys. So Our Future doing it big, man. Congratulations to them. What you guys think about that?
Man, that's cute.
I don't really listen to their music, but like Tyler, you know, when he dropped Goblin, he had like a little skit to where he was playing the golfing guy. Did y'all ever see that? His name was, he went by Furnace. I mean, I just thought that shit was funny as hell, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I can imagine what the show was going to be like. You know, he a funny dude.
Yeah, nah, he's definitely a funny dude, and their creativity is garnering the support from different things like TV shows and everything that they have going on. So, artists out there, man, when you're rapping and you're doing your thing, make sure other people know what you're creative at. You never know. Some other company may want to grab you for some other different venture. And don't pigeonhole yourself with just the rapping. Let them know your personality. If you're a funny person, that might lead to other things like it did for Tyler and his camp. So congratulations to them. Second news of the day, you know, the Coachella concert event is coming up in 2012. And Snoop and Dr. Dre are headlining Coachella, and the lineup includes A$AP Rocky, Kendrick Lamar. So Coachella is going to be pretty nice this year, and if you want to check that out, if you've never been to Coachella, you definitely want to check that out. The Black Keys are also going to be on 2012 Coachella. So Dr. Dre and Snoop headlining, man, that's classic.
Yeah, that's off the chain right there. I'm definitely looking forward to at least seeing the YouTube for this something, because that's a good look right there. Definitely classic. Definitely.
And shout out to the boy A$AP Rocky. That boy is winning, man.
He making
coming
a couple
straight out of Harlem. Yeah, he making some moves, man. He came out of Harlem, and as soon as he came out of Harlem, did his thing. You know, for Drake to tell you, hey, I want you to come on tour with me, and it's like, whoa. So already touring the world with Drake, now Coachella, and with Dr. Dre and Snoop. Shout out to A$AP. He's doing his thing right now.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to A$AP. Like, let's get him on the show. We got a list, a roster of people that we got to get on 2012 G14 Radio this year. A lot of people making some moves. Definitely want to move with him.
Definitely. We're going to definitely attempt to get all the players on for 2012 so they can let us know what they have going on. But now let's get into one that I know everybody got an opinion on, this Common and Drake battle. So as everybody knows, Common dropped a diss record going at Drake on the Stay Scheming song, which is actually on Ross's new mixtape. So he kept Drake on the record and then came right after him. So it's kind of like Ross, French Montana, and whole ass nigga is what Common put on the graphic. So,
you know.
Well, what you guys think about that? I need to hear what you guys think about
this. Oh, my gosh. I'm so disappointed because, I mean, and I know we talked about it a little earlier, Golden, real quick, but I'm disappointed. I just wanted to stop. I'm so over the beef. I'm so over the drama with Drake having something to say and then Common having something to say, but Common did go in, so I'm like, I don't know. Common is that dude, but I kind of wish they were just chilling, and I'm getting over it real quick. So that's just me. It gets old to me fast. I don't like a lot of drama going on. I don't like it. That's just me.
What about you?
Well, I feel like I should call her name out on the show, but I ain't gonna do that to her. You know what I'm saying? I was having another argument with the same friend that we was arguing about Joe Budden about. She told me that man, Common sucks and she loves Drake, and this was before there was ever a diss record against Drake. So it's kind of funny that, you know, we had the conversation about that, and then all of a sudden, you know, these two that we were just talking about are battling. So, you know, I mess with Common, you know, and, I mess with Common. That's all I'm going to say on that.
You know, the funny thing about this is Common is a battle rapper, too. You know, a lot of people will forget what he did with Ice Cube with the bitch in you.
Right.
Back then,
I remember that.
Back
remember
in
that.
The day, you know what I'm saying? Like, so they kind of get common mistaken because he does a lot of positive things, but this dude is from the wild side of Chicago. Battle rapping is in him. Drake's an amazing battle rapper, too. Like, Drake will go at you. I think that this has something personal in it because you never really see Common jump out the window to attack somebody. So
right.
This may involve, and it's going around the internet, but we don't know if it's true or not, but they say Serena might be a common denominator of this
let me find out.
Got going on. So,
let me find out. See?
I hope that's not
fellas?
The case, but it may be. It may be.
That's what I'm saying. See, fellas, y'all, not a good look right now. Not
you know,
a good
we
look.
Won't
okay.
say that. Hold. But that's just floating around.
Hold on.
Hey,
don't
no,
talk about the fellas because y'all just had Amber Rose and Kim Kardashian going at it about Kanye. So what's up?
See, I didn't even hear about that. So I'm out the loop on
no,
that.
No, it don't matter though.
Nah, I'm out the loop totally.
Yeah, it's
definitely I didn't even
going
know
that on.
Happened.
That's a fact. That's a fact. They just went at it over your man Kanye. You know,
did
back
they?
And forth. Yeah, they went
wow.
at it. But the thing about it is, I guess bringing that dirty laundry to the forefront is something that people are going to do right now because of the media these days, you know.
Yeah,
the TMZ, you know, all Twitters and everything like that. I'm glad if this is about Serena that she hasn't been mentioned yet because she's not a rapper. She has her own thing going on. But it's just kind of funny to me that Common is going as hard as he's going because usually he wouldn't be the guy to spark something like that. But we'll see how it turns out, you know. In the near future.
No, they just dead that situation. Before we get back into the news, we do have somebody on the line, and I want to take the call because she's going to hopefully get this answer right. It is a she. I'm happy.
Okay.
I'm going to bring her on for the JD Game of the Week. G14 Radio, Latasha, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you for calling in. I'm so, so happy I got a girl on the line with me because they've been ganging up on me.
Hey.
What up, Tasha? What's good?
Oh, not too much, chilling.
Already. Okay, so you got the answer, Tyrone. What's the question?
The question was, Oh, she got the answer. Hey, run it.
You got to say the question for you. You got to say the question for the listeners.
I was about to. Okay, the question was, what was Bow Wow's character's first and last name in the film Like Mike? And the answer is?
Calvin Cambridge.
Already single. If
yeah.
I had a single lady, I know. I wish I had something in the background to play some pause or something. I'm so happy you won, girl. Definitely. Thank you for calling in G14 Radio. You are in the drawing. That was week three, you guys. We had Latasha, then Cupid. I'm so happy to have a female winner. I'm very happy. I feel ganged up on today, so I'm happy. Feeling like finally feeling something. All right, so we got our winner. Let's get back into this. Actually, before we get back into the news, I'm going to play this POD song of the day. Well, now let's go ahead and wrap up the news. Let's go ahead and finish up the news.
Okay. All right. Well, we got one more thing to talk about here. Pretty serious event that I hope gets taken care of shortly. But there was an American promoter. His name is Patrick Alaco. And basically, I guess Nas was supposed to do a performance over the holidays, actually New Year's Eve. He's supposed to do a concert out in Angola, but he failed to show up. There's some allegations that he was out partying with LeBron James, actually, but he didn't show up. And the promoter that threw that got kidnapped after it. And basically, some armed men basically came in, kidnapped the guy and his son to prevent them from leaving the country without paying the money back first. So they were turned over to the local authorities, the United States Embassy. They stepped in, and put them to the and put them in a hotel until an agreement can be reached. So they actually had to get to the U.S. Embassy to get these guys out of that custody of these armed men. But basically, I think Nas, he reached out and said, listen, I'll pay the money. So I think Nas has already paid about $100,000, but their release was $300,000 because Nas was paid $300,000 for the performance. So as of now, they said that Nas has paid $200,000 toward his ransom, but they owe more. So they're saying that the guy that's behind it, his name is Henrique, they call him Henrique Miguel. Miguel is demanding an additional $50,000 in expenses on top of the original $300,000. So now it's saying that there's $150,000 left to be paid before this is all over. So they said that Nas has agreed to pay the $300,000, but not the additional $50,000. So they're trying to go back and forth and take care of that. So now the two sides are deadlocked, and the guy, Alico, he's no closer to getting home than he was a few days ago. So isn't that some crazy shit? Like, they wasn't having that. Like, Nas didn't come, and they kidnapped that brother.
Man, that's not a game out here.
Nah, it's not. He's over there right now. They're trying to get the rest of the money up. I guess I don't know if Nas felt that he paid what he should pay. He's not going to pay that extra 50, but, you know, when there's lives at stake, man, it gets real serious. So let's go ahead and hope that those guys make it home safely. But artists, you get paid $300,000, go do your thing, man.
Yeah, I feel, man, $300K and didn't show. You said he was partying. I was about to say I ain't know the situation, but you said he was out having a good time. I mean, I don't know, bro.
Yeah, it's all alleged. It's all alleged, you know, that he was out partying. It's all alleged. But, you know, the real factor of this is that this guy was kidnapped, and basically he needs to get home. He wants to come home. And I guess, you know, this extra $50,000 is holding that up.
That's crazy. This is crazy to me. I mean, I'm so confused by this story, and I'm just puzzled by it. I've never heard anything like it. Well, I mean, it's just a shock. I didn't expect that for the news today. So, big shocker for me.
Trying to bring something insightful, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to bring something insightful on every level, because if you're an artist and somebody pays you up front to do something, honor your obligation. I mean, this is a lot of money that these people are coming up. I love Nas. I'm a huge Nas fan. I'm talking about super huge. But at the same time, this right here is something that can happen as a result of you not taking care of your obligation. Nas basically said it was a miscommunication about his travel plans, but yet and still, this man was kidnapped. So hopefully he gets back safe.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because that's something, I mean, I don't know what to say. I just, you know, definitely hope he gets back safe. I mean, that's just, again, I'm just kind of really shocked by that news. But let's go ahead and get into our POD song of the day. We actually had someone call and request a POD artist to be played. So that's a good look. That goes to show people are listening, that they're in tune to the Pump It or Dump It group, which is on global14.com. In order for you to participate in Pump It or Dump It, you must be a member. You must join the group Pump It or Dump It. Then Ash, myself, will go through the songs, and we will pick the songs of the day, and G14 Radio will play them. Also, in result for your song being played on the radio, you have the opportunity to make the mixtape Pump It or Dump It Volume 1, Volume 2, so on and so forth. JD, Jermaine Dupri will select a host to host each mixtape. So definitely that's a good look. It's a good marketing tool for yourself. Get to global14.com, sign up, join the group, and get it popping. Today's POD song pick of the day is from Means, I believe, and it's called Told You So. Again, Means, Told You So.
Yeah. society is dumb. As long as the brown are test type, can't be your brown no matter, world peace will never come. That's why my kush buds the color purple like Sealy. You shooting blanks in that burner like making mixed CDs. Gangster hood, get your mind right. Fans will do anything for my Klondike. I spank you, you little rascals. You out for think you fucking with this mad flow. In a minute, you gon' notice all this cash flow. Pissed off, Homer Simpson, mad dope. Black Lamborghini, suicidal dose. And hands in the air when I pull up like a Michael Cho. Beats like criminals cause I put it behind bars. It's kinda funny how I caught things because of that. But I ain't snitching or rocking out with the fans. And saying I spit on beats and I buy things because of rap. I'm alright, man, it's the best villain of my whole damn life. Everything I dreamed of, everything I wished for. For the youngins that can hold their own, I'm in another league, man, I'm in the zone. But since you think you know me, though, I gotta be the one that say I told you. You can't deal with this sick flow. Yes, I'm an artist, and no, I never drew heels like Cisco. I'm mental on this instrumental. Use a mentality as an instrument to make a sense. Make a sense, man, work on your comprehension. As an adolescent, I learned my lessons from adolescence. Listening to me is a hell of a time investment. Sit back and be entertained through my expressions. Let it burn as I usher you on to my confessions. I drop Obamas in the booth like the day of election. I try to tell my teachers what the deal was. I guess they chose to stay ignorant to the real, cuz the life they're trying to prepare for me is far from the life that I'm trying to live. And I'm trying to get fucking rich. But since I'm a young gun and look at my ideas as foolishness, but I promise I do this shit, means who the future is. I'm alright, man, it's the best villain of my whole damn life. Everything I dreamed of, everything I wished for. They should sue lying ass niggas like Nadama. Cause I'm sick of them claiming that they're the truth. Cause that statement is everything but the truth. Contradicting themselves. But I'm cool, I was meant to excel. Drop a change to the game like I wish it a well. I can't lose. That's how I be feeling sometimes. Inferior foes going against superior rhymes. I'm so incredibly ahead of the competition. When I'm spitting and sickness, I'm realistic on how I'm sick and don't resist it. Just listen. My choice of lifestyle started from me wishing. Now I'm just trying to live it. Just dig it, division, not vision. I'm a thing ahead on with precision. Just to prove to myself that I made the best decision. Self-employed, yes, I'm self-employed. And my job is something I enjoy. You're better yet, love. I'm alright, man, it's the best feeling of my whole damn life. Everything I dreamed of, everything I wished for. Shit, I gotta get mine, so you gotta get yours. One time, for the youngest that can hold the young. I'm in another league, man, I'm in the zone. But can you think you know me, though? I gotta be the one that say I told you. I'm alright, man, it's the best feeling of my whole damn life. Everything I dreamed of, everything I wished for. Shit, I gotta get mine, so you gotta get yours. One time, for the youngest that can hold the young. I'm in another league, man, I'm in the zone. But can you think you know me, though? I gotta be the one that say I told you.
Already, already. I ain't mad at that. I ain't mad at that. Means told you so. POD song of the day. Not bad, not bad. I got a little East Coast feel to it. I'm digging it, digging it. So, again, you want to be in POD, want to get the song of the day, you got to go to Pump It or Dump It. That's on global14.com. Make sure you're following the Twitters at global14, at G14 Radio. We'll give our info out in a minute. But, again, this was Major Verse Indie Part 2. And I know we didn't really go into in depth of that topic, but D-Stone pretty much did that for us. He gave us a lot of standpoints, a lot of insight, I mean, rather, from the indie, you know, from what happens with the indie part of things. And I just like the fact that he's a CEO and an artist, and that was a good person to come on and talk about the different aspects, and like he already explained. So, I mean, does anybody want to add to the Major Verse Indie Part 2?
Basically, on that standpoint, I think that, you know, with the Major Verse Indie, like we kind of touched on last week, it's all about the goals that you're trying to set for yourself and your company. Whatever your goal is, it may need a major label, or
right,
it may need the independent route. If you're one of those artists that really love the road and you want to go touch the fans, play the festivals, play the dives, the holes in the walls, things of that nature, you know, you set you up a nice indie base And you get you a great team around, and you guys travel. You know, a lot of people don't understand, you know, people in bands are great to follow when it comes to independent, because you got guys that ride around in minivans up the coast and just hit every dive they can and start touching the people. It's like sometimes rap artists, you know, they get the sense that they're too good to do that or something like that, man. I've seen bands put money in an envelope for gas, put that equipment in the van, and they're rolling. So
right. The
different plans that you have, execute them the right way. Make sure you strategize. It may be a major label you're looking for. If it is, better have the numbers when you get to them, or else you're going to get the deal that they give you, and you may not like that. So, again, major versus indie all depends on what you're looking for.
Already, definitely agree with all of that.
Same here, enough said.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. You know, check out part one. Last week we had Mass Pike Miles from Made That Music group recording R&B artists. This week, C-Stone, indie, you know, CEO, mogul, does it all, cologne, distribution, trying to get my stuff in Best Buy, Golden, you go shoot me the beats for him. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you got to get it in, you got to network. Like Tyrone had mentioned it and touched on, you got to have a team. So definitely major versus indie, not going against them, but some of the advantages and disadvantages, obviously one being money. The less people in the pockets, the better. You know what I'm saying? So if you have to wear those hats and delegate those duties such as C-Stone, then do just that. And, you know, I think that you'll be successful as long as you have a business plan and you know what you want and where you're going. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. You can follow me at Onyx254, also on global14.com at ONYX254. And how about you guys?
You can follow me at The Glue, THAGLUE, and on Global 14 is Golden Fleece. Shout out to all the lifers, the G-Force, the whole audience, Twitter, Onyx, Tyrone. Thank y'all for listening once again this week.
All right, this is Tyrone, and you can get at me at Global 14. That's Brightwood Entertainment, the whole word entertainment, and on Twitter, Brightwood ENT.
Already. And shout out to Latasha for calling and winning. We always love when somebody calls and wins the JD Game of the Week. And thank you to Jermaine Dupri, the producers, Crush. Thank you to G14 Radio team. And tune in tomorrow. It's Cupid's Lounge right here on G14 Radio. And we are out. Join us next week, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Standard, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are out. It's The Cut.
Love.
Yeah, John Main, 35 riders, let's go.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts.
Why I hunt? I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills crack, weed blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts.
Why? remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run it with it.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, honey, we ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nothing.
That's why
will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah, honey,
we ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nothing.
Why?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle, hustle, hustle.